Hey, listen, everybody. This is Steve Harvey, and I am a huge fan of the Jalen and Jacoby Show. In the words of Jalen himself, undercut with the OJs. Got to give the people, what they want. You can get it right here on Jalen and Jacoby.
He is Jalen Anthony Rose.
What up, dog?
I'm David Jacoby.
And on the cool check-in.
Together we're Jalen Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
The people want live sports, and the NFL gave us the idea, the hope, that live sports will be upon us when they release the schedule. Something that I don't pay that much attention to under normal circumstances, but I certainly don't pay that much attention to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers schedule. But that is all I cared about last night. And Tom Brady and Tampa Bay has not one, not two, but three, four, five primetime games. Starting off against the Saints. What do you think about the Bucs schedule?
So I'm just so very happy for Tom Brady and this amazing new opportunity that gives him a legitimate chance to be one of the best teams in the NFC, and if they continue to nurture themselves, get to the Super Bowl. But I want to caution everybody to try to act like this one season is going to determine who was more responsible between Belichick or Brady for their championship runs. Brady has one or two seasons in order to play quarterback to make this happen. Belichick needs to rebuild his team offensively because he lost a franchise quarterback and the GOAT in my mind and many others. But as it relates to playing against the Saints, Jacoby, the thing that separates New Orleans besides the camaraderie and the heartbreaking losses the last few seasons that they've had, especially in an offseason where it won't be normal, is in the backfield. Alvin Kamara. We talk about all of these great stars around the league, but as I look deeper into their squad, he's a really dynamic player that didn't have an all-pro season. If he could get back to the level that he played at when they had Mark Ingram as his hype man, that right there could possibly be a game changer for New Orleans.
I think that Kamara is going to have a huge bounce back season this year, strictly because this year he will not be on your expensive fantasy team. Another team that you and I have been keeping a close eye on.
You saw that.
The Texans. The Texans schedule is intriguing to us for a certain reason, and you have a prediction about their year. It has nothing to do with wins and losses. What's that, Mr. Rose?
So you know how much I love Deshaun Watson. Shout out to Warwick Dunn. Mm-hmm. Been rooting for the young man since I saw his family get a house back in the day via Warwick's foundation and wanting him to do well via Clemson. And all of a sudden he made it to the league and became an elite quarterback. And he got a chance to play with DeAndre Hopkins, and they was balling. They was killing it. They was even beating the Chiefs, Jacoby, before they lost the game. And in the offseason, their coach trades his guy, one of the top players in the league. I have a prediction. I was looking at their schedule, and I don't do too much of that. And you know what came out of me staring at their schedule that I have not heard discussed? Bill O'Brien in trouble. He in trouble. Patrick Mahomes opening week, reigning Super Bowl champions. No doubt about it.
Losses
you got
up there.
Lamar reigning MVP. For some reason, people don't talk about him when they talk about the best quarterbacks in the league. He only won MVP last year. Big Ben is back. The Vikings going to continue to feed Dalvin Cook. They're going to beat the Jaguars.
What's your prediction?
The Titans. Ooh, they might lose to the – ooh, they're not getting over two wins. So, therefore, Sunday night after the Packers loss, Bill O'Brien – is going to be getting a call. And Adam Schefter is going to be on the ticker at the bottom of ESPN saying Bill O'Brien has been relieved of his duties.
Remember where you heard it first. We don't just report the news that is breaking that just happened. We're reporting news months in advance. Bill O'Brien gets fired after a week 7 loss to the Packers heading into the bye week. Well, I took a look at another team that we're both very interested in. That's the Detroit Lions schedule. You know, there's always so much hope. You look at the schedule. And you know what? I took a look at this schedule and I said to myself, that's a really nice graphic. And then I said, wait a second. I see some W's and some L's here. So here's where I see the Lions. All right. We gotta start off hot. We're gonna win against the Bears. Big win, week one. Undefeated going into week two. Loss. Bye week. I'll count that as a loss. And then you beat the Jaguars. That's two wins. Season's not over. And then we got loss. And then we got loss. And then win. And then loss. To finish out the season, we got loss. So this is 3-13 again, Jalen Rose. How do you feel about that, those predictions?
You're not accurate with your predictions, sir. And if they would have gave me a chance to do the schedule, acknowledge the schedule. Let me just tell you something. You ready for this, Jacoby? That's an easy schedule. I'm excited about it.
You think at the end of the season you'll have a better record than the Packers, than the Vikings, than the Bears? I'm going to say no. I'm going to say, again, they're going to be the worst team in the division. Easy schedule, not an easy schedule. It does not matter. And you know this. Should have picked Tua.
The Packers will win the division. The Lions will be second. Remember, I told you. We're going to hover around.
Okay.
So here's what I do every year when I see the schedule. 11-5. It don't even matter who we will play.
I love your love for the Lions. And Jalen, not only do we have the hope of live sports in our future, we have actual exciting live sports in our future. This weekend, UFC 249 is almost here. And there's a great card up and down the entire thing. But the focus of this will be a very exciting fight between Ferguson and Gaethje, two fighters that just stand in the middle of the octagon and just exchange blows. They won't be dancing around trying to put somebody in an armbar or something. Like, this won't be one of those break it up guys. Let's see some action. This is going to be so much fun this weekend, and I can't wait.
So, Jacoby, this is one of those fights that if you're trying to turn your kids on to sports, you might not want to watch this with them initially. Are you going to have them watching a fight with you? Because it's going to be a lot of blood, knees to the face. I know it's late at night, but I'm just saying.
Kids are going to bed. If you're on the West Coast, still put your kids to bed. They don't want to see this. There'd be a lot of blood. My wife is not going to want to see this either.
These are the type of fights where it shows me why I didn't do certain things for a living and why I'm scared of those guys. Can't wait.
We get UFC 249 this weekend, and we also get The Last Dance. Jalen and I have already seen the episodes. We won't spoil it, but we'll tease it right after this.
Hello, this is your apartment. I need some favors from you. Your cat keeps rubbing against the kitchen island, and I can't return the favor. Can you give her extra pets for me? After that, could you bundle your renters and car insurance with GEICO? We could save money, and it's easy to do online. And one last thing. Could you leave the TV on during the day? I need to catch up on my soaps.
GEICO. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby, Jalen Rose. One thing that's been sort of a silver line to this quarantine has been the Last Dance documentary. Every Sunday, all sports fans get together and get the latest two installments. Then after that, of course, they listen to Jalen and Jacoby, the after show, with the director of The Last Dance, Jason Hare, and Jalen and myself. But there is someone who's not joining everybody and watching. Pat Ewing. Pat Ewing had this to say about how he's enjoying The Last Dance. I had to live through that. I had to live through him and all the battles that we had to go through. And now y'all have a documentary to keep rubbing it in my face. Jalen, you had to live through it. You have to watch for work, though. But do you feel a little bit of what he's trying to tell you because of having to live through it yourself?
I do. And the crazy thing is a younger audience is getting exposed to Michael Jordan. But that is happening with me playing basketball. They're like, you had a ball head? You played against Michael Jordan? We remember when Kobe Bryant dropped 81 on you, but you was in the league then? And the thing about that, Jacoby, is that's not a fond memory. I'm not enthusiastic about talking about that story. We lost the game. Now, if we had won and I got a ring, that's the only thing I will ever want to talk about. Like, somebody would be massaging my feet while I was doing this show currently. I promise you. And I would be wearing the ring all of the time. And so since I didn't get one and we're celebrating all-time greatness like so many people he kept from getting championship rings, I'm with PE on this one.
And Patrick Ewing is one of those players. I mean, we've mentioned them before. There's a long list of players in Malone and Stockton and Gary Payton and Sean Kemp. But Patrick Ewing is one of those players that were it not for Michael Jordan, he would have a ring. I don't think he would be getting his feet massaged right now while he does a television show, but he would have a ring. And Michael Jordan has some great memories in Madison Square Garden. He's got better memories of Madison Square Garden than most people that play.
The first one, I call it Twinkle Toes. The second one is just nasty. And I can't help to acknowledge how the Knicks just did Spike Lee so foul. He's been with them since day one. He helped give Michael Jordan street cred, youngsters. Patrick Ewing was, yes, sir.
It is time for you to take us behind the curtain. You never called me sir before on the show. I kind of like the sound of that, Jay. Let's go back to that. That was good. I liked it when you called me sir on the show. Well, Sam Smith famously wrote Jordan Rules, told a story of these Bulls that we've all been watching, The Last Dance, that I found absolutely fascinating. He said that after Horace Grant had bad games, Michael Jordan would not let him eat. He would tell the staff of the plane that Horace Grant cannot be served. I find this preposterous, impossible to execute, and just insane. Take us behind the curtain. Is this even possible?
It is possible. And the one thing I want the current fan, supporter, follower, player of the league to know is there was an era where a lot of bullying took place. A lot of hazing took place within sports on all levels. High school, there was an initiation, going to the locker room, pull a pillow over the guy's head and just pelt him with stuff. It happened. We saw some horror stories down south with a couple of bands where members were killed via hazing. It was just a climate then. Michael Jordan understood that he needed Horace Grant to play at his maximum if they were going to be great. And so in his mind, that was his way of encouraging him to be the best version of himself. Now, remember, these are all multimillionaires. It's not like he was starving to the point he was homeless and he could not get a meal. It was just the circumstance of the fact. When you perform, you eat good. That's what I take away from this.
Well, Kevin Durant has certainly had his fair share of people he's gone back and forth on the internet with, but the latest is none other than Jalen Anthony Rose. We'll tell you all about that right after this. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, we are very serious journalists covering all of the important news of the day. And here is some very important news that matters. Jalen, every single day on this program, you torment me with a video from a future Hall of Famer and a legend in the sport of boxing, Mike Tyson.
I love that video so much.
But also, Tip and Mike and Tip.
I like that. Because I see Jalen Rose has his little guy with him, Jalen and Jacob.
Right. So I'll be the little guy.
Tip and Mike. Tip and Tyson.
Tip and Tyson. You dig what I'm saying? I like that.
You just love it so much. You love it so much to see me being disrespected by Mike Tyson. Well, guess what? I'm not the only person going back and forth with the future Hall of Famer right now, Jalen Rose. I'm not the only one. Here's what Kevin Durant said in response to you talking about what people would score in the league today. Kevin Durant tweeted, I want to know how many points Jalen thinks he would average today. Jalen, what do you think about KD coming after you on Twitter?
Iceberg Slim shooting trays from the suburbs. I would average 1.4 points is what I initially said when I responded to that tweet. And those that know, I'm not here to project what I would do in today's game. But here's what I would say to all of the youngsters out there. when I am talking about what I think Jordan or Shaq or Jerry West would do in today's era with all of the things that have changed about the game, it's not a diss to you. It's not a diss to the game. What ends up happening is people start fighting for their era and they take it personal because they feel like you're dissing the fabric of their existence when the game has just changed. There are rules that words that existed didn't exist before, like load management, no back-to-backs. MJ was the MVP of the league, Jacoby. They were still flying commercial. Imagine LeBron James after a Laker game going to LAX in that line 3 miles away trying to get on the flight to go to the next city and play. It was just vastly different. And that's what I acknowledge.
Here's what I do know. All I know is no matter any era, KD got you. That's all I know. KD got you on
that's
the court.
All you care about.
Any era. Make sure you tune in on Monday, 4 o'clock, ESPN. We will be there.
Geico has the insurance industry leading app that lets you manage your policy anytime, anywhere, which means that Geico is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like animal control, when you're cornered in your garage by an angry possum.
Hi, me again. You guys said you would be here about an hour ago, and I think the possum is starting to get angry. Listen, I thought if I fed it, it would go away, but now it is ripping holes in the drywall and making some sort of nest. Just call me back.
Geico, always there for you with savings and the industry-leading mobile app.
Foot odor throwing you off your game? Stick to a winning game plan with Odor Eaters featuring 3 advanced odor and wetness fighters. The lineup provides long-lasting odor control plus more to keep your feet on their game.
Odor Eaters powder provides outstanding moisture control. Clear drying spray is the MVP in preventing athlete's foot, while insoles work continuously to manage wetness while adding a layer of comfort. Pick up today at Walmart, Target, CVS, Dollar General, or other fine retailers.
Odor Eaters. Destroy foot odor with the best in odor defense.
Jalen, you said that, you know, what you say, Jerry West and Michael Jordan could score 40 in today's game, and then Kevin Durant tweets at you.
You're so happy about this.
Tweets at you. He doesn't tweet at you. He says Jalen, too. Doesn't say at Jalen Rose. Like, your Twitter handle's not – his is complicated, like Easy Money Sniper or whatever.
He didn't know which account he was using.
Could have been the front burner. I wonder how many Jalen thinks he was going to lead today. But he knows by now that that's going to get to you because he knows how this works. Someone's going to at you. You know what I mean? So he doesn't have to
at
you.
He works in the media. He also works for the worldwide leader.
We're colleagues.
Exactly.
If it wasn't for the quarantine, he'd be at the office.
I'll go on boardroom soon. I'm going to go on boardroom.
You're not invited.
We'll do a trade-off. He come on, James.
Why you gotta do Skip like that? Skip just sitting at home, mind his own business, working out. He's just sitting at home, mind his own business, working out. You know, his third workout of the day, drinking protein shakes. Skip is ripped, you know. And then he hasn't messed with you in years. And you're going to bring up old stuff. KD comes at you, and you're going to bring up old stuff about Skip.
It was a great number. I couldn't say 81, so I had to say 1.4.
81 would have been funny. Owning yourself numbers. Would have been better than coming for Skip. You know?
No, but that's unrealistic.
First of all, you know you're an overconfident basketball player. You're like, yeah, I wouldn't say 81 because that's unrealistic. When we're talking about time travel, we're literally talking about time travel. It's like Jerry West in today's game. It's like, well, it's unrealistic. For me to score 81, it's unrealistic for Jerry West to be playing in the league right now. My man can't even jog.
I have to say this, Jacoby, on the pod.
What's that?
Saying someone would have success in this era, youngsters, it's not a diss to millennials. Like, one of the frustrating things that I've seen from old heads, and I don't have this. I've said the current athlete is bigger, stronger, faster. We worked out. They trained. They have to be a lot more disciplined because everybody's a reporter and has a phone. I've said all of those things. They have more range from three, all of that. But the one thing I continue to harp on is their era is just different. They don't control that. Players today don't control load management. The teams control it also. Playing back-to-backs and in football doing Oklahoma drills. And it was a climate then where what Michael Jordan was doing to Horace Grant and was like, yo, you play bad, you not eating on the plane. That's what it was. Yeah, it was bullying. Yeah, it was hazing. But it was more physical. The level of intimidation was there. You could drive to the basket and be a great basketball player. But you got to think about the fact that Rick Mahorn, Bill Laimbeer, Charles Oakley, they're going to put you on the ground. You got to consider that. That's a part of your thought process. How many times are you going to be able to get up? So all I say is the game isn't as physical. Pace and space. Terms like that, shooting more threes than twos, slender guys. Kevin Durant, here's some breaking news for you. Going to be playing a lot of center for the Nets next year. Center. Kevin Durant is going to be playing a lot of center.
Yeah, but you can't be like people are slimmer nowadays. Because when you look at that old footage from the 80s and 90s, like you got, you know, even in the last dance, Jordan's like,
the big guys. I said the big guys.
My fifth year in the league, I decided I was going to lift a weight. He's like, it's just, my fifth year in the league, I decided to lift a weight. Like in my high school, everybody had to lift weights. They were like in playing any sport. Things have changed. But I also think that.
Let me give you a couple of body types. Two body types. LeBron James, Karl Malone. LeBron has guard skills. When Malone played, it was like he had big man skills for a guard. Another one that I did, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Kevin Durant. Approximately the same height, almost the same weight. Vastly different skills. That shows how far the game has changed.
It really has. And I don't do cross-era comparisons because the average basketball player over time gets better. It's just that simple. And the game changes. But I think that what you try to do is you try to deflect away from Kevin Durant coming directly at you on Twitter and start talking about, well, the game has changed in LeBron James's body and Kevin Malone's body. Well, Karl Malone's body, that's got nothing to do with what happened. I got nothing to do with it. Like, I know you don't listen to the questions that I ask because I'm asking you, why is KD coming for your neck on Twitter? And then you're like, well, let me tell you about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and how his height and weight is and his skill set. No, Kevin Durant is on Twitter being like, you know what? I'm just going to come after Jalen Rose because someone else did.
Here's the other thing, KD. I just did some simple math. If I can average 23, Jordan better average double. That was the math. Plain and simple. What? If I can average 23 in the NBA, Michael Jordan better average 46. I'm a bug on a windshield.
You said plain and simple, and you said something that doesn't make any sense. So because you can average 23, Michael Jordan needs to average 46 points a game.
There are five good defensive teams in the league. You know how many? There are 10 bottom feeders. He'll average 40 against the first five. He'll average 50 against the bottom 10. How much you think he would have scored this year against the Hawks, the Wizards, the Pistons? How much you think he'd score against Knicks?
I'm not teleporting Michael Jordan into 2020. Like, I don't do that. I think that's just silly. It really is. To me, it's silly.
It's not silly.
All of this is silly. It's really silly.
In order to be like a historian, you got to do that.
All right, let's talk history then. They used to jump the ball after every possession. You know what I mean? Like, literally, we talk about the game has changed. Like, they used to, after every bucket, they would go to the middle of the court and jump the ball. I know this because my granddad was like 6'7", and his team would always win because they would win every jump ball. Like, what does that mean? If you put me back then, I'd be dominant. They'd be writing songs about me. I'd be so good if you put me back then. Like, the cross-era comparison stuff just doesn't work.
So that's why I like to acknowledge dominant versus greatest. Because in a cross era comparison, of course, I know that an iPhone is a lot better than a SkyTel pager. It has a lot more functions. I've been around to see both. But what I do know is I need to take a little bit from the SkyPage era and a little bit from the iPhone era. And I know this. Whatever happened to Earl Thomas couldn't have happened on the SkyPager. So no. I weighed both of them and see what's good for either era. The same thing I do for
– I love what you did here. I love what you did here.
It's not the iPhone
example
is
my example, by the way. That's my example. But I love what you did
it's not
here
always,
back to Earl Thomas.
It's not always better. You know,
who's that that just paged you 911? Who paged you 911? Let me get to a payphone and call that number right now.
Yes. Yes.
I don't have a quarter. Let me get a quarter. Hold on a second.
Hey, man, let me tell you something. I used to get so mad at people that paged me 911. I'm like, don't ever do that.
What about this one? When you call collect, they're like, record your name. You're like, call me back right now. Is it what you call me?
Right, real quick. You got like 3 seconds. If you call me,
I'll meet you in the corner 54th.
I'm downtown at Belle Isle. You are on Jefferson.
Don't accept this. I'm
McDonald's on Finkel.
You got to be over 40 to remember that one. You definitely got to be over 40 to remember that one. Now, if you get a collect call, you're like, who got locked up? Who got locked up? Uh-oh.
They won't let me out.
It's only one of my friends where I get that call. And one person in the world, but I hear the collect call. I'm like, oh, here it is again. See where I need to go. All right. So if you don't want to talk about KD coming for your neck on Twitter, that's fine. I wouldn't either. You know what I mean? You take so much joy in Mike Tyson coming after me. But you know what? When it comes to KD, all you do want to talk about is LeBron versus Jordan. I see what you're doing.
KD.
Oh, so what's it like having KD come after you? What's it like having KD come after you on Twitter? Well, let me tell you about lifting weights. Lifting weights is different now than it was in the 80s. It's got nothing to do with it. You're my favorite. Here's what I need to talk to you about for real, though. We're important. We're not important at all, but we're very serious journalists. You know what I mean? Like we take, the power that this platform has very seriously. So we have an update on a story that we did yesterday. We speculated this is a very serious story. All right. So there's a domestic violence incident between Nina, Earl Thomas's wife and himself. But you know, there is like sort of an element of there's some interesting details. Let's just say that some very interesting details. And one of the things that we speculated upon yesterday was whether or not they were still together and some of the implications of that if they were still together. Like someone tells me his Snapchat's deactivated. I don't think you can find him on Snapchat right now. And you said that if they're together, what'd you say? You said if they're together, what'd you say? She got all the codes. That was
one of my
favorite
together. She got all the codes anyway, so it don't even matter. Those her
Well,
sites.
We have an update. We have an update, Jalen. She gifted him a chain because it was his birthday yesterday. That sounds like they're still together. What do you think, Mr. Rose?
I think relationships have issues. And as the youngest of four, I learned a long time ago, just in the neighborhood, whether people have boyfriends or girlfriends, husband or wives or whatever. Whatever they're telling their friends and their neighbors, that's separated by another term that I learned called pillow talk. And you don't know everything that's happening in a relationship, except you giving advice like you do. They're not telling you everything. You don't know what they've gone through. You do not
know
what
idea.
They
no
are
one knows
about.
What's really going on.
You don't know what she said. You don't know what he did. You don't know what she did. You really don't know.
When you're on the outside, you usually get like a spin. You either get a spin where like he or she is the best or he or she is the worst, and they only come to you to give you one of those sides so you don't get a holistic understanding of the relationship. Another thing is like we have no idea what's going on in their relationship. So I'm not here to judge about whether or not they should still be together. I just like to speculate on some of the things that have changed in their relationship since this incident came to light because something tells me that every time his brother comes over to pick up Earl, she's like, where are you going? When she sees that car pulling the driveway, she's like, oh, wait, where are you going? Are you going bowling?
Like, that ain't the question, fam. That ain't the question. Let me tell you, from somebody that's been married less than a couple of years, let me tell you the question. Where are we going? That's the question. No doubt.
Well, I'm glad they figured it out, you know? Good for Earl Thomas. Maybe they can put that behind him now. So we got some interesting report. Thought about putting this in the television portion, but it's a podcast exclusive. Because KD came for your neck on Twitter, we had to bump it. The Warriors have been planning to make a run at Giannis Antetokounmpo for years. For years. And then there's been stuff like he was on Twitch playing with the Warriors team, getting excited about it, feeding into it a little bit. There's been some Steph Curry, Giannis back and forths. So my question for you is this, as you look at your mentions at everybody hollering at you on Twitter about KD, I see what you're doing. I see you looking down at your phone, not paying attention to me. You're looking at your mentions. You see what people are saying about
that's
you
what we're doing?
On Twitter.
Seriously?
What was I just talking about? Okay. What topic was I just teeing? I'm going to ask you a question. Okay. What topic was I just teeing up? Answer the question. What topic was I just teeing up? Okay. What topic did I just tee up?
I initially remember, but you talking to me now, so I'm forgetting.
Uh-huh. I'll wait. Oh, come on, D. What are you doing? That's not how this works, Demetrius. You can't feed the answer in his ear. I can't feed it. No, that's not how this works. So anyway, Warriors are trying to get Giannis.
We know about the Greek Freak getting hacked.
I didn't like the bank accounts part. It's all cute with social media because obviously it wasn't him tweeting, so it's like not really a hit to him. But when they said that they hacked his bank accounts, it's like, wait, hold up. What's that mean? Wait a minute.
I came front. You ready for this, Jacoby? 2020 Jalen Rose. Still move like 1990 hustler in a lot of ways. I don't do online banking and stuff like that for that reason.
Well, good. But as long as you don't have a bunch of money in the mattress, then I'm fine with you. You better be doing some banking. That's all I got to say. You better be doing some banking. You do go to the bank a lot. I noticed that about you. You go to the bank a lot. And one of the things that really
– that's pocket change.
Because we're so close.
You can't go to the ATM and grab 5,000. You know, that just made me feel comfortable.
Well, that's a big difference between us. Another big difference between us is like, I'll be like, oh, let's pop into this, this ATM. Be like, nah, I can't use that one. And why can't you use it, Jalen? Tell the people.
Because it don't allow me to choose my bills.
It only gives out 20s.
He doesn't have that many bills.
I've never, ever gone to an ATM and be like, God, this one only gives out 20. That's going to be a problem. Never in my life have I got an ATM that, oh, man, this one only gives out 20s. Sometimes I go on the ATM and be like, oh, they got 10s? They got 10s here?
You're missing the whole point.
What's that?
I'm going to go to the ATMs that give out all 20s when Harriet Tubman is on them. So it's almost like a mental boycott. So I'm trying to keep from having 20s as much as possible. I just didn't tell you that part of it. In my head.
I think you just made that up on the spot right now, but it's absolutely brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. And you definitely just made it up just right now, but it is brilliant. You're like, I can't go to this one. This bank is racist. They got those 20s. 10s or 50s only, Doc. I don't want to see those 20s without Harriet on there. She'd do all that not to get recognized. Where are those Tubman 20s? You seen those? We got the release date on that album out yet?
Like
release date on that album? We got a trailer for that movie or something? No?
Yeah. We've been doing this show now over 9 years. We've been talking about the Tubmans at least half of the time.
At least half of the time. At least half.
We were talking about it before the government was talking about it.
Hey, man, stick to sports. Stick to sports. We got a show on Monday. That's exciting. Next time we do the show, Jay, next time I talk to you into a microphone, talk with you into a microphone, it's going to be on ESPN, the mothership. That's what they call it, the mothership. They're going to let us into the mothership. But they don't let us in. You know what I mean? Like, we're kind of like hitched to it via like a tow line. You know? Like, you know when the big boat got the little boat behind it? The dinghy, I think it's called. We're just in the dinghy of the mothership. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, it's fine.
I'll take it.
It's fine. You know, it's going to be people turning on the tube Monday. Like, who are they? Where did this show come from?
Yeah. And why is the white guy so handsome? Jalen Rose, this is a big deal, man. Monday, 4:00.
Most people don't know that you white. It's funny when they come up to you and I see the reaction. People never know that you white. It's so funny. They listen only to the pod.
It was really like when we first started being on TV. Yeah, like when we first started being on TV, I would get a lot of tweets. But by now, I think people started to figure it out. But yeah, definitely a white guy. Definitely a white guy. Victoria Dowling and John Jacoby, two Caucasians, both my parents. I will also say this, Jalen Anthony Rose. The next time that we are on Wax, we'll be on ESPN 4:00 to 4:20. Is it a coincidence to have us off the air at 4:20? I don't know. But I just got the email.
The shows used to be 30 minutes.
I know. Like, yo, the shortest shows on TV is I know are 30 minutes.
Right.
I'm saying when we get our shot, well, we got
to
change
that. I'm
like,
oh, like that? As soon as we get on, y'all want to change the time.
We got a minutes restriction. They put us on a minutes restriction.
We got low management.
Like Joel Embiid. Yeah, we got to get low managed. Monday.
You get on one show, they change the whole rules.
Make sure you tune in to Jalen and Jacoby for only 20 minutes on the minute restriction load management programming schedule. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
We're not done.